with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in their midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." That when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw him, and he said again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and my hand into his side, I shall not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, even though the doors were locked, stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." And Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Have you come to believe because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have faith in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This gospel is always the paradigm of why we should never doubt or question our faith. I'd like to disagree with that completely for a minute. I think doubt and questioning and confusion are not only healthy, but I'd like to suggest that they're absolutely necessary for an adult faith, so that ultimately every one of us can come to say, "This is what I believe, not what someone else believes." Authentic learning can never happen unless there's curiosity. In other words, if someone is not curious about this thing called Jesus or faith, they're never going to try to learn about it. Internalized learning, as opposed to rote memorizing, is impossible unless the learner tries to poke holes in the argument, sniff out the rats, try to figure out what it is about it that makes sense, and so that they can ultimately come to an adult faith. Any of you who are my age were never taught about faith. We were never taught how to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. We were never taught the scriptures. We were taught to memorize the Baltimore Catechism, and so we learned the rules and the laws. But that's not faith. I suspect that the great fear that parents have is that if you cannot bring your children to meet God, they're never going to find him. But that denies the reality that God will find them when he wants to. I could stand here the rest of the day and tell you stories of people I've met in my 46 years in ministry who had no time for God, but he found them, and believe me, they then had time for him. We all have to come to be able to say, "This is my faith, it's what I believe." The great danger of all religion is that religion has to define God. It has to tell us who God is. That is incredibly dangerous. Is it not possible that our language is incapable of defining who God is? We look around this room with all the signs and symbols to tell us who God is, but they are woefully inadequate in the face of who God himself is. The mystics throughout the centuries, not just Catholic or Christian, but all mystics, have always said that the only thing we can say about God is who he is not, not who he is. And so in the final analysis, when we enter the faith journey, we discover that we have a lot of questions and not too many answers. But if we pursue that journey, then you and I can come, like Thomas today, to ultimately say, my Lord and my God. Amen.